house rules, 41% of families have this particular rule in their house. What is it? 716-265-0985. 41% of families have this rule in their house. What is it? And I think there's a lot of houses that have some pretty firm house rules. And I would say this has pretty much been a house rule in my house.
Okay.
In the house I grew up in.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
House rules.
Wow, a house rule.
Not mine.
41% of families have this rule.
I've got to ask, growing up.
Yeah.
Was yours about the plastic cover on the furniture? Sit on it. Yeah, don't sit on it. What were the rules about couches?
Grandmother's house. Heck yeah.
Okay. Yep. So there's a couch that is not for sitting, but it's a couch.
Just look at it.
Oh yeah, you went to Grandma Rose's house.
No, you don't sit on her couch. I believe it. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Sal.
41% of families have this house rule.
Take your shoes off when you get in the house.
That is a good house rule, but that's not the one, Sal. Thank you. Hi, Kiss.
Hi. Is it don't wear shoes in the house?
Not shoes in the house. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, what would you think 41% of families have this rule?
Our number one rule is absolutely no Filipino cage fighting on Thursdays.
Okay, good. A good guess. You're close. Super close today.
Well done, Dave. Well done.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Good morning, Janet. It's Bob.
Hi, Bob. 41% of families have this rule, Bob.
I think it's taking your shoes off before entering the house.
Yeah, that's a great guess. It's not that. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Yes, hi. I was wondering, is it turning the lights off after you leave a room?
Really good guess, but that's
spray
not it either.
Spray after you leave the bathroom.
Nope, not spray after you leave the bathroom. Not your shoes off. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, don't sit on the couch pillow.
Not don't sit on the couch pillow. Hi, Kiss.
Hi, is it swearing?
Swearing is not the answer.
Yeah, no cursing.
41% of families have this house rule. What is it?
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What's your guess?
My guess is possibly taking your shoes off before you come in the house.
Yeah, that's a good house rule, especially in the winter. Not the one we're looking for, though. Hi, Kiss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, call back. I'm sorry. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
Hi, what's your guess?
Is it don't eat pudding pops without Bill Cosby?
A really good guess and close, but that's not the answer.
Not the one we're looking for?
No, not the one we're looking for. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
It's Stephanie.
Steph, so we know it's not shoes in the house, turning lights off. We know it's not
no
eating
swearing.
Pudding pops. No swearing. What is your
no
guess?
Filipino cage fighting on Thursday.
Dave. We'll take it.
My guess is no electronics at the dinner table.
Oh, that's a good rule. That's not what we're looking for.
Janet.
You're close. Not well, whatever. It's closer to the dinner table, though. Hi, Kiss.
Whatever. Hi, is it carrying the groceries?
Oh, that's another good rule, but no. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, is it not being able to eat upstairs?
Oh, you know what? That's a rule in my house, but no, that's not it. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Is it no phones at dinner?
No phones at dinner is a good guess. Stop it. But it is something that has to do with dinner. Hi, Kiss. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hello.
Hi, what's your guess?
Morning. No eating in the living room.
Oh, that's a really good guess, but nope, that's not it. Hi, Kiss.
Hi, is it don't touch the thermostat?
Oh, I love that rule. That is
go
not
ahead,
it, though.
Touch it, I dare you. Double
to all
dog dare
family
you.
Rules. 41% of families have this rule. What is it?
Is it no elbows on the dinner table?
Oh, that's a good guess, but
that
nope.
was my youth right there,
yeah.
Jan.
Was it really?
With penalties.
Oh, no. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Sorry to hear that.
Hi, is it no elbows on the table?
That's a really good guess, but nope. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, Emery has a guess.
Emery, what's your guess? Hi, what is it? Say it one more time. Emery, you said assigned seats?
Yes.
Emery, guess what? You're the winner. Congratulations. Woo! Look at Emery! You. Emery, how old are you, Emery?
5 years
old, and you could be the youngest winner of the Impossible Question, Emery. Congratulations.
She likes to give assigned seats when we go to her nanny's for dinner.
No kidding.
Oh, that's nice. Wait. Does Emery do place cards as well? Like little notes as to where someone's supposed to sit?
She doesn't, but she's very crafty. So if I gave her that suggestion, uh-huh, I'm sure she would.
Yeah, Emery I went through that with a couple kids.
Yeah. Is Emery the first grandchild?
She is.
She has to be, because everyone's going, Emery, tell us where to sit. I love that. Well, congratulations. Yes, yeah. It's Emery for the win.
And she gets the table, by the way.
Oh, of course she does. Sure. That's awesome.
Congratulations, Emery.
Wow.
5 years old and winning with the Impossible Question. The answer, assigned seating.